Our world is dying, politicians are lying, and just when you feel like crying, sit and have a listen to people who have shit themselves.
Hello!
Hi.
I'm Claudia.
I'm Evie. We're the hosts of the Pooocast, and we are trying to break down the poo taboo. We're trying to address the shit stigma. We're trying to address problems and...
in our own lives and yours.
Well, we're trying our best, but I can't address the problems in my own life, so I don't know how I'm going to manage with anyone else's.
I don't think anyone should have to address the problems in their own lives. That's what your mates are for. They're supposed to be the ones to tell you. You do realise this is toxic, what you do. This is a problem.
And it's your job to ignore it.
Yeah, I shouldn't have to address it myself. If surely not.
It's not directly affecting me all the time, then it's probably fine.
What's the point? Evie, how are you? How's your bum and tum?
Bum and tum, actually, well, I've got a very big... full toddler's tum at the moment.
Toddler's tum?
Yes, a big full toddler's tum because I made chocolate truffles today.
You made them?
I made chocolate Christmas truffles and I'm going to gift them out to people. And
am I getting it?
Yes, actually.
Oh,
you are.
Am I actually?
You are. I've written your label, but they needed to cool down before and they were not cool enough to transport them to your house today.
So when did you become this person? What has inspired this? What have you done?
I've given up alcohol. I've got nothing else on. But I also...
And now it makes sense.
And now it makes sense. I do also, on the Isle of Man, make them every year with my mum. I do. And then I thought, why am I not doing that here? Because all my friends live here. There's nobody on the Isle of Man that I really have them to make them for, really.
I do think it's such a lovely thing to do. I've never been like a baker that gifts stuff to people. And I understand the heart that goes into it. From the year that I tried to do gingerbread and nearly burnt the caravan down. But I wanted to give it to everybody.
That's lovely.
And everybody basically said, my family are not, like, we're not bakers. Like, it's just not in our nature to be kind. And they're all like, why? Why would you do that?
And I said, you can buy these.
Yeah, that's literally what my mum said. If anyone ever bakes a cake, my mum's like, why don't you just buy it? Like, she just doesn't get it. And I said, because I'd practiced at home with Rich and it had gone really well and I'd made a whole gingerbread house from this thing.
Oh, I think I remember.
Right. And so I was like, I want to do it for everybody. I was like, maybe it could be a new tradition and I bake them every Christmas Eve. Mm. Well, yeah, it went to shit and my little sister made a fucking reel of me being like, like dancing around the kitchen thing. I was talking like Martha Stewart, like baking gingerbread for everyone in mankind. And then like this literally cuts it. And I'm going off. Me sat on the floor with a tea towel on my head, just going, why did I bother? It's not for me. I'm not good at it. I have other skills.
Do you?
I don't know. I feel like I'm gonna find them out really soon.
It would have been very appropriate gift from you getting ginger.
Yeah.
From Little Jean-Gi. And it's such a Christmas time spice.
Oh my god, and I could sign it Little Jean-Gi.
From the gingerbread house from the Jean-Gi. It'll be so nice, but yeah.
But alas.
Alas, that did not happen.
But I don't have a skill.
Although, I think this truffle recipe would suit you very well because it's actually...
easy for kids.
It's from Delia's book, and it's her... This book must be 35 years old, and it's been in the house since I was born.
It's when they thought women couldn't read, so they were like, you know, it's a picture book.
It's actually called... the title of the book is called Microwave Miracles.
And oh my god, this is a book for me.
Delia basically tells you how to make everything if you only have a microwave at your disposal.
Phenomenal.
And
they're
so easy, they're absolutely delicious. And I've bought lots of labels and kilner jars, and I'm gonna fill these kilner jars with chocolate truffles and gift them out to my three friends.
Oh my god. But are you gonna do it, like, you're gonna go around with the basket and do it all in one day, or are you gonna only give it to them when you see people?
Oh, I'm probably just gonna give it to
fine. You're not going on a full Pied Piper.
No, I did think about it, but then I thought about the fox, and I thought about if I left it on your doorstep and the fox would somehow manage to work a kill in the jar.
Fucking Jerry, man.
He's been loitering around outside.
Oh, and he's bigger.
He's a fucking fat cunt.
He's bigger.
He's huge.
He's the worst. I can't stand Jerry. Ugh.
Oh, well, that leads me... Oh, sorry. So I just would like to finish that off by saying I did a lot of quality control.
Lovely.
And had quite a lot of chocolate truffles.
Sounds lush.
So my tum and bum are full, but fine.
Great.
I've got a couple of other issues, but I'll come on to them another time. Claudia, how are your bum and tum?
Bye bye bum and tum. Oh my god, because it's basically time for Love Actually, and that song makes me think of Love Actually with Liam Neeson. It's the song they play at the funeral, which is how my bum and tum have been
at a funeral.
No, just like dead. You know, basically dead. They've been bum has been weird lately.
I don't know.
Like, nothing's happened. I actually really don't feel stressed at the minute at all. My diet hasn't changed, and yet I've been having like really bad diarrhea like for 3 or 4 days now. So.
Oh, Claudia, that's awful.
I know. And active
diarrhea.
Yeah.
Was that with the smell when I went in the toilet before?
I did tell you when you arrived. I was like,
yeah, but I didn't realize it was diarrhea. Yeah,
and that wasn't too
was
bad.
It normal.
Like, I wouldn't say to the extent of like people like, you know, I've called in sick to work today because I've got diarrhea. I don't mean like that. I just mean the times I would normally go to the toilet, it's not pleasant. It's not a simple, simple time.
I didn't.
It's not a little house on the prairie toilet time.
You delivered that with such an earnest expression. It's not been good. It's not been fun. It's not been a good time. Like, you really normally expected to have a great time.
It hasn't.
Toilet.
And I do also think as well, like, you know, with the overarching like umbrella of this podcast, which is really good, but it makes me be like, oh my God, is something wrong? What, like, I need to start logging this. I need to do it all properly. And maybe I'm just having a squiffy week.
That's but, what we call noting
log.
Toilet.
The log.
You logging.
Yeah.
I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. But like, I'll give it another few days and then I'll start taking it seriously.
A Christmas log.
A little Christmas, a Yuletide log. But other than that, I'm feeling very restored at the minute.
Oh, Claudia, what a lovely thing to say.
Yeah, it's really nice. I've been seeing a lot of like my proper old school mates that always just, you know, you just like come away feeling like, yeah, just goodness. And
I can't relate to that. No, my friends are fucking horrible.
They don't make
horrible.
You feel good. Like,
oh, bitches, all of you. You are. And that's fine. That's why I'm friends with
it's
you.
It's what you wanted. God, you know, it's what you literally went out searching for. So
horrible,
you can't be surprised.
Horrible little goblins, all of them.
They come around with their anti-truffles.
We're just bitch. Do you remember at uni when Kath turned up in a pair of trainers once and for 15 years she's
smelly
been a smelly cat?
Yeah.
Just horrible.
Yeah. It's not that.
It stinks though.
I don't think.
It stank.
Also, it was like, you know, it was said along with the whole smelly cat Phoebe Buffay.
Yeah, of course. Theme.
So it was fun for everyone except Kat.
And then when she got the spray tan, she's been known as, because she said we're going to Marbella on holiday, and she said to the tan person at the salon, she said she wanted to be Marbella brown, and she came out purple. So we've all called her Marbella brown, and we'll sing Marbella brown. She goes around the town. And then she'd be like, guys, don't stop. Don't sing it again. And then she'd like from another room, I'd hear her go, my baby,
brown.
By herself.
I just love that the tanning salon, they were like, as if you have the audacity to say that you want to be my baby, brown. We're going to fuck you up.
You're going to be Chernobyl red. It was honestly, I've never seen anything like it.
I've never actively laughed at someone as they walked towards me. Pure, we were stood at the airport and I saw her and I couldn't breathe. And she'd done nothing. All she did was simply walk towards us. And she wasn't allowed in a meeting.
I was about to say, her boss went, you're not coming to the meeting this afternoon. And Kath went, why? And she went, and her boss went,
you know why.
Oh God. Okay, so you're feeling the shock because you've got
nice
friends.
Because I saw my really nice friends. Really nice to me. And I've been feeling really restored recently because I've been having little mini sobs at work recently because one of the boys I work with who came to me 4 years ago completely nonverbal, and we were told that he would probably never speak or read. And this week he read his first like one sentence page every day. And I just been crying all the time for work. It's been really nice, and I feel very, very proud of him.
And it's that's wonderful, and you've been part of that.
I have contributed to that. And it's also been really lovely because we have to put it on an app. It's called Evidence for Learning. So you have to video it so that you can show it to parents. But also, there's been quite a few times like when teacher's been having a bad day, I've been like, do you want to see something that's going to make you feel really happy? I was showing the video, and I think because everybody's known this little boy for so long, everybody feels like really, really excited for him.
That's so nice.
And he keeps having these moments where he suddenly, like, I taught him how to say his brother's name today. And once he worked out how to say it, he was then sat there just saying it over and over again because he'd never actually said it before. And once now that he recognizes letters and he's learning phonics, you can literally see the joy in his face when he's realizing that he can now say these names and he can have this like relationship with his brother. I feel like I'm living in a little bit of a John Lewis advert when I have those moments with those kids. It's really nice.
That's so fulfilling and something that's really important in our day-to-day life, especially for our brains, our bums and tums. And it's that time of year where we're just all filled with, well, except for me, because I'm a cynical hag, you know, these feelings of joy and wanting to sit down and watch It's a Wonderful Life. Do I want to jump off a bridge? Yes. Is that anyone else's problem? No.
No.
It's not.
And that's Christmas.
And that's fucking Christmas for you. Do you know what? I actually, when I was a kid, used to watch Christmas Carol and think Scrooge was this huge caricature of this sort of gnarled old man. Whereas now, I can see how one becomes Scrooge.
Oh, yeah. And also, like, Ebenezer knows how to rock it. Like, he's a sassy little bitch.
Ebenezer would get
it. Long winds go.
I could be his little fan. That's a reference to a character in the book, but
that's okay.
Which inappropriately I believe is his sister.
Fanny.
Yeah. It was his sister, wasn't it?
No, isn't Fanny his nephew's wife? Isn't she Fanny?
I think Fanny was his little sister who died.
Well, fuck. Then yeah.
Fanny dies for sure. Or is that Belle?
Belle is the woman that he falls in love with.
But does she die as well?
No, Belle doesn't die. Belle just fucks off because she's like, you are miserable.
Right, well, in that case, then Fanny definitely dies a death. Fanny dies
We've all been there. We all know those times when Fanny dies a death. And it's okay because when it's Christmas, it's all right if your Fanny dies a little bit.
Yeah, mine turns actually quite appropriately. Festive. When my Fanny dies a death, it starts to smell like a barn. And that's very Jesus in the manger. Jesus in the minger.
When
I am horrible.
And hopefully it will be resurrected at Easter. Ready to go again.
Let's hope there's a second coming. Oh God,
it's a gift. It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Why am I like this?
Because it's fun.
Because it is funny, isn't it? My dad's been listening to these of late, so I'm a bit worried about it.
Yeah. What does your dad think?
Said to me on FaceTime the other day that he's worried that you think that he's got an obsession with your cyst.
Like, the thing is, I don't, but you, whenever you bring up your dad, you never mention your dad without mentioning my cyst.
I just was, he did go through a time where he listened to it and was concerned about it, asked about it again. Then you gave an update on the podcast and I think he felt resolved, but he was very invested in a way that I didn't quite expect. I can't stress enough to the extent that it was about the cyst and not, as his words
look,
on FaceTime.
You know, if he wants a new pen pal, he can write to me.
Hey.
Like, what's your dad's name?
David.
David, like, everything's fine. David.
David.
David,
dead.
David, David. Everything is fine.
It's all fine. Everything is welcome. Everything is fine.
Like, I'm no longer a cyst sister. I got that bitch squeezed.
I remember you describing to me what happened. And you said, you got it in between your fingers.
Yep.
You squeeze. And then your exact words were, you said, and all of a sudden my fingers were just together. That's what you said to me.
The worst is that not only did I say it to you, I rang Rich.
Yeah.
And he was in a pub.
Oh, yeah,
and
forget
he couldn't
about
hear me.
This.
So he put it on loudspeaker. And I was going, I didn't mean to pop it. I was just trying to see how big it was. And it's gone. The cyst is gone.
So, sorry, are you upset that the cyst had been?
No, I was thrilled. But.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I was so thrilled. That's cool.
I was. But I was really worried because I was like, should I not have popped that?
Yeah, I get that, because it's like, is this going to get worse? Is this going to...
Which, actually, speaking of bum and tum, I'm in like a danger time in our staff toilets at the minute. So our staff toilets are right next to the head teacher's office.
Yeah.
Which is, in itself, not okay.
I don't want to be pooping in proximity to the head.
No, and like, and... You know, you'll see people and like you'll, if she's walking into her office, you're like, hi. And then she'll see you go in. I'm like, I know you know how long I've been in here for because of the freaking hand dry. But anyway, I've started doing a danger thing recently where I've been getting a bit of a spotty chin at the minute.
Oh,
it's really annoying me. It's like a cold when the change in the weather.
Yeah,
it happens.
Your skin looks lovely today. It's the first thing I thought when I saw you.
Stop it. Didn't say it, but it's fine.
I said you had nice gold nose. Actually,
Rudolph the gold nose. Anyway, but I'm a serial spot popper. Like I can't get enough of it. But if I see myself in the staff toilets at work, if I see when I go in, there's a spot.
Oh, you do.
I can't. But a few times now, I've been mid popping it, and somebody's walked in.
Ah, wait, is it as in the hand wash area is communal?
Yes.
Is it,
what am I doing? I work with these people. Why do I think it's okay? Like, imagine walking in and seeing another member of staff. But I
wouldn't care. Actually,
I can't help myself. Like,
I know. I'm the same. If I can see something, you know, the worst ones where not only do they appear, so you look in the mirror and you don't have one, and then the next time you look in the mirror, not only do you have one, but it's absolutely ripe for
it's
popping.
Got a little friend.
How did that happen? And it's ready to go, it's got a head. And I've got to say, I'm exactly the same, to the point where I've got you know, those like magnifying mirrors. Sometimes I'll just go hunting just turn a completely smooth patch of my skin into an open wound for no reason. But I think I've said these to you before, I also, if I walked in on you, I'd ask to watch.
For sure. So and maybe some people would, but I know there'll be some people that are like...
And that's on them. That's their fucking issue. But I think I've said to you before, dots for spots. Have you had these, tried them, got them?
No, but...
You must, Claudia.
But I don't want to get rid of them. I want to pop them.
No, but babe, you can. You can pop the spot. Mm. And then you know when you go, you pop it. And then either you're like, it's a kind of... open now, or you go, I've popped it, I think I might have made it worse, whatever it is.
Okay.
You then just pop these dots for spots over. They're clear skin color, they're just like a second skin. You'd have to look really closely to see them. So you pop the spot and then you just pop the dot for spots over. Crack on about your day. Then you're not like habitually, you know, when you're constantly touching it to feel if it's gone down or not, trying to judge, oh, should I have popped it, should I not, should I go again. You just pop them on, and it releases like hydrochloric acid onto them through the thing. So often I'll pop a spot, pop the thing on, leave it on all day. When I go to wash my face at bedtime, I'll pull it off and it'll be completely flat. The spot will have gone. Or it would definitely wouldn't have got any worse. I wouldn't have thought about it all day and I wouldn't have been touching it any day. So the germs on my fingers aren't getting I always have to have them in, both at home and in whatever bag I'm going out with, just in case.
Oh, well, I'm thrilled that our new sponsor, pop that, what are they called? Dots for Spots.
Dots for Spots. I
Dots
love
for
you.
Spots.
I've got so many at home. You can have a whole sleeve if you like.
Just a whole sleeve?
To see how you get on with them.
Oh, go on then. I would like to try that. Thank you.
You never have spots. You're
I do.
This.
I do.
You got any right now? Where are they?
I popped this guy today.
Yeah.
I had, and he's not.
I would never in a million years be like, that's a spot.
Oh, it's a spot. Okay. And also, it was a danger. I didn't fully do it because somebody lit. The reason I'm saying this is because I got walked in on today.
Is that what you call a spot?
Yes.
Babe, it's literally like a slight
redness. Because I got rid of it. It's been popped. Okay. It was
so
a white head on
came
it today.
Out? Oh, great. What
yes.
Came, what came out?
White head, but it was one of those ones where it didn't fully pop.
That's very
and
annoying.
Then someone walked in. And I also did something today that I feel really bad about.
Okay. So what did you do to the child?
Well, no, so one of our children, she's been making all the women in the unit feel very self-conscious because she started becoming quite obsessed with our chins.
Okay.
And like, we're all like, she's seen that we've all got maybe a little loose hair or two there. And she'll go to you and we'll be like, no, I tweezed. Whatever. Well, we all know about it in the unit, but... girl was on the playground the other day and she went up to one of the teachers and I went up to the teacher and went, oh yeah, she's obsessed when she can see something on somebody's chin, and then realized how rude that sounded because I wasn't saying that she then definitely had something on her chin, but
she's absolutely obsessed with people
as if being like, as if she's got, you know, she's obsessed with women that have got beards, like I didn't mean it, just came out and I could see the look of that and I was like, oh my god, no, I was like, and makeup and eyeliner and shit, but I felt the way it came out,
like,
made it sound so rude. Well, I felt terrible.
I completely get it, and it's good that you have that self-awareness. But because I was the victim of one of these comments at the weekend.
No.
Yeah. So I was at, it was Thanksgiving, and I was at this Thanksgiving dinner, and we were making a comment on another girl there. She got very, very blue eyes.
Yeah.
And another girl we were talking to said to this girl, let's call her Amy, said to Amy next to me, oh yeah, but you've got blue eyes. And Amy said, oh, they're not really true blue like Sandra's.
Oh no.
Mine are kind of almost got, I'd say quite a dull blue, if anything. She turns to me, looks at the colour of my eyes, and she goes, okay, Evie, I guess we've got similar coloured eyes. I was like, you've just said I've got a dull blue eye.
Old Evie, dull blue
eye. I didn't realise that I had dull blue eyes. But
you,
apparently
it's like the given rule. If you're ever saying something negative about yourself, you do not rope other people.
Don't bring
in.
Anyone else. Don't you, bring you, my
you
eyes.
You sail that ship that you take that Titanic down, but you are alone.
Stay there.
Steer your own ship, Captain.
I am on a lifeboat and you are trapped in the lower deck.
Let the other people evacuate. You don't need to take these people down with you.
Can you fucking believe that? Have I got dull blue eyes?
Honey,
I just thought I had quite blue eyes.
Sparkling. I'm supposed to be sat facing forward right now on this podcast with these fucking mics, and I just can't help but turn around and look at your piercing blue eyes. Elsa in the house, methinks. See, this is how good I am.
It's overkill
at
now.
Pepping people up.
Yeah. So have you, maybe let's put it out to our listeners, have you ever been the victim of a
jellyfish sting?
Oh yeah. Or when it's like, oh God, we're a bit rubbish, aren't we?
Yes.
And you're like, well, maybe you are. I thought of myself as quite good at this.
Get that lasso off me, you freaking arsehole.
So have you ever been accused of having a beard? Have you ever had someone say that your eye colour is dull? If so, we want to hear, don't we, Claudia?
Yeah.
Email us in.
It's that special time. Right, Evie, have we got anything in the bum book?
Yeah, baby. We have. Claudia. Claudia. Claudia.
I'll take it.
All your chat about primary school has made me want to share a story with you.
Oh, okay.
I work in a primary school and I'm one-to-one for a young boy. He's completely independent in the toilet, okay. So I just wait outside in the corridor. But the other day I heard him say, oof, unlucky. Oh, that's not what you want to hear, is it? Oh, so close.
Unlucky.
Claudie, your turn.
Oh my God, the worst child to do nappies for in the world. Your turn.
He came outside the toilet with a strange expression on his face. I said, is everything okay? He said, yes, I'm fine. Somebody missed the toilet. I asked him, what, with a wee? He said, no, there's a poo on the floor. I said, did you do that? He said, nope, and it's not finders keepers.
Oh dear.
I'm ashamed to say I was having a crap day and I didn't want to dive in and come face to face with the solo turd on the floor, the key stage one bathroom. So I told him maybe he just imagined it and walked away. This person is outrageous. Exactly what I would have done.
I would have done the same. Like, I feel like, you know, when it's your kid, it's your responsibility, but somebody else's. Fuck off. I'm not dealing with that.
Do you know what? If somebody else did find it, do you know what I'd say?
What?
Oof, unlucky.
Oof. Unlucky. Do you think he did it? Do you think the kid did it?
Oh, fucking. Oh. Wait, you're thinking he's saying, unlucky as in someone else missed the toilet?
Yeah, exactly. Because that's quite but I mean, as in to miss the toilet and it to land on the floor and then you just go, oof, unlucky. Like, oof, there it is. Deal with it.
I think it was him. Right.
We must find out. Can this person rewrite to us? And can you please do an internal investigation?
Definitely don't do that. That's breaking a few.
But you know, maybe start some rumors around the playground. Try and work out who dropped this doo doo.
Yeah, maybe spit on someone.
What?
I don't know. I got very carried away with that investigation and kind of investigation sort of.
What good would that do?
Well, you know, it might get people talking.
Oh my God, somebody accidentally spat on me today, by the way. We were having a conversation.
Oh, it's the worst.
And it landed on my lip. It was the tiniest bit, but I just didn't want to go.
Did they see that they'd done it?
I couldn't quite clock if they had.
Me?
No, it wasn't you.
I do that all the time because I've got a lot of loose saliva.
This is the thing, I just feel like it can be such an embarrassing thing. I didn't want to be like,
Sometimes you
and
go,
then wipe it off. Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
It's just the fucking worst.
It's grim.
Oh my God. But I mean, no judgment here. Personally, I would have left that. I would have zoomed on out of there. Yeah. Not my problem.
I completely agree. What I will say is that I can't believe you asked me if there was any chance it wasn't him. Like,
I don't know.
100%.
How do you miss the toilet with your poo? Like, how?
Well, somebody did, and but it's like, clearly him.
But, like, literally, how? Did you, do you just, like, are you having a jiggle?
Some people stand, don't they?
What?
Some people kind of just slightly hover at the end, so they it makes wiping more easy, and then they can miss. I've not done that, and I don't do that, but I
well,
have
yeah, some
that.
People sounds really convincing.
Some people.
Some people.
But also, you know, like, germophobes, people who don't want to sit down on
That makes seats. Sense to me, but what... Are you standing but leaning, or are you standing fully?
No, standing and leaning, obviously.
Well, I'm that, but maybe this kid didn't stand and lean. Maybe they literally just stood up,
shat on the floor,
and buggered off.
Yeah, it happens.
Oh, I mean, I'm not winning any freaking Good Samaritan points to whoever did find that and cleaned it up. You're a goddamn saint.
Well, they might have just had to because they would have stumbled upon it and
yeah, but thought, just wait till the next person comes.
Well, we all know we've got Claudia.
That's democracy.
Team player. I just thought, yeah, just let somebody else deal with that.
Also, thank you. I think often children's toilet stories are the funniest toilet stories. I want more.
Yeah, send please them send them in. I think I've actually got a lot in my own back pocket from
Have
my
you?
Time working with children.
There's some humdingers, quite yeah. literally.
A little girl I used to look after, I said, have you pooed yourself? And she said, no. And I said, oh, I can smell it. Can I have a look? And she said, no. And I said, that's making me feel quite suspicious. I think perhaps we should. And so obviously pulled down her pants and she had, of course, shit herself. And she went, oh, there it is.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Maybe you're right.
Actually, I think on reflection, you were right.
Your suspicion was onto something, though.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'll give it to you.
That's so funny.
Astute awareness.
And thank you, my liege, for bringing that to my attention.
Well, if you would like to email us in, please send us an email at thepoodcastofficial@gmail.com. We would love to hear your stories, or you can send us a voice note over Instagram, or just send us anything. Send us your pants.
Like, you know when you get like singers who have bras and pants thrown to them on stage? Yeah. We just get sent stool samples in the post.
Oh, my God. Like... As much as horrific as that would be, what a thing to say. This is your claim to fame, that people are seeking you out because they want you to see their shit. While I'm saying this, I'm realizing I don't want it. I don't want
as
it at
I'm
all.
Saying,
I don't,
as if you didn't realise that before.
I know, but I thought maybe it's like our cute little thing that people just want us to know about their poo, but I don't want it.
Want
I don't want it. I'm sorry. I'm
legacy.
Always trying to... I'm toxic positivity, as somebody once said. Bye!
Bye! Thank you.